The season is looking a lot different to other podcast seasons. Have you noticed? Have you noticed yet? I'm excited about it.
Gotta get messy and show the world you're growing as an artist. And you're free to be yourself. You got a dream, you need to start it. Stick together. Get messy says you're formally invited to a community where you can find people that spark the feel of excitement. Too many art supplies, not enough time. No, it's tougher, so you must find a way to feel some connection. We got a lot of people with the same kind. A great mind, we're here for you. A platform so we can hear your views. Time's yours, forget chores. I know you're bored of them same rules.
Hey, Messy Artist. I'm currently reading two books. Pema Chodron's Start Where You Are and Mind Management, Not Time Management by David Kidavi. You know, reading these names, I don't even know how to pronounce them. But these books are helping me through the theme that we're exploring in Get Messy. Enough. The books aren't in my top 20. I have a link to my top 20 books for art journals. You can check them in the show notes. But these books are not part of those. But I do highly recommend both. And because of them, I'm quite happy with my start to this reading year. So Pema's book talks about accepting all of life. The good, the bad, the mess. She's also got a word for mess that I'm not even going to try and pronounce. Now I'm going to try it. It's Klesha. And if you want to know more about it, you can read her books or her blog posts or watch her talks. But in this book, she speaks about how the mess is actually the perfect starting point for beautiful things. Like it's what leads to the best things. And then David's book is about accepting that we are humans. We're not machines. You know, way back when they decided that productivity is producing more in less time, we don't have that life anymore. And there's a benefit in not being a machine and in the fact that, you know, we can write books and a machine can't, and we can create beauty and things that come from creativity and not only productivity. As humans, we're taught to productivize everything, including our own creativity, but it's just not how art and creativity works. And allowing ourselves to be unproductive, quote unquote, is where the magic actually is. Now, both of these books are all about knowing that our greatest weaknesses are our greatest strengths. I love that. Like, weaknesses into strengths. Oh, that makes me so excited. And I think that's also why I'm enjoying these books. These books are about seeing the beauty in the mess and knowing that's where the best bits come from. Having the idea that the mess is fertile, like it's fertile ground. The mess is manure. It's the shit. It's shit and the shit. And the mess is the manure that created the journals that line my studio. To be fair, okay, the mess, even though it's a mess, it's what led to every single one of my journal pages. The mess of life. Like that's why I went into my art journals, because life was messy and I wanted to untangle it from my brain. And yeah, some of my journal pages came from pure unbridled celebration and gratitude. But the reason for that enthusiasm has always been the mess. It's a different way of thinking and one that I'm still coming to. But there's definitely something to be said for embracing the mess. And I think I'm on the path where I'm starting to get a little bit excited about the mess, because you know, because I know that something's going to come from it. And I know that the hard time is going to turn into beauty in the end. Now, I'm saying all of this as a recovering perfectionist. That term is from Iris, and it's a great. I don't have it all figured out. I'm definitely not standing with confetti and balloons every time life throws me a curveball. And heaven knows that I'm going to turn even a mild inconvenience into a mountain. I like making big deals out of small things. So I'm not at my Zen monk stage of breaking up with perfection. I don't know if I'll ever get there, maybe. I don't know. But I can tell you that I am more comfortable with it. I'm constantly giving myself permission to screen perfection's calls. Like, as soon as perfection calls, I'm not interested in talking to it. Doesn't mean that it's not still calling. We broke up, so I don't want to chat. But yeah, perfection's persistent. I was watching a video about Ryan Holiday, who is the leader, I guess, in modern stoicism. Don't know how to pronounce that either. And he was talking about opening a bookstore in a pandemic and the lessons they learned from it. And I don't want to open a bookstore. I definitely don't want to do that in a pandemic. But for some reason, I watched that video and it was wonderful. And in it, I got something from it. And these are the words that I took from it. He said, "Don't demand perfection of yourself. Give yourself the permission to experiment, to try. It's not perfect the first go around. You have to be comfortable getting better as you go." That resonated with me so hard. The idea that I'm always trying to get it exactly right the first time. It's silly. Doing that takes away the freedom that there is in just giving yourself the permission not to be perfect, just to experiment, just to try, to know that the first time is not going to be perfect. Probably not the 99th time. You just have to like sit in that muck and know that you'll get better. And you have that's the like value is sitting in that muck, in that mess, and being okay with it enough to keep going. Also heard really good words from Brooke Castillo yesterday when I was driving home on her podcast. She said something about failure being the payment for success. I have always touted the value of quantity over quality. In my book, I took a lot about that. And I took a lot about how you should get excited when you make a bad page because, you know, that's one page towards the good page. We don't know what the exchange rate is, you know, like five bad pages equals one good page. But we know that one bad page means that we're one bad page less towards the good page, right? I love that concept. I found it so true in my life, in my art, in my art journaling. And then Brooke Castillo just summarized it in one sentence. Failure is the payment for success. So whether your success is money or a good life or a loving family, I don't know what your success is. I like to talk about it in terms of art journaling. But success in art journaling, which I think for me is creating art that looks like my heart and that my heart enjoys, right? That success, I need to pay for it. And I need to pay for it through failure. And as soon as I get excited about the failure, that's how, I don't know, there's something there. That's how I'm going to make more art that feeds my soul and that looks like my heart. And if you think about failure as a form of payment, you know, you can relate it to money. Like, I like getting money and I like spending money. So why would I not like spending my failures? this is getting convoluted, but know that the mess is a little bit exciting because it is necessary for blooming. It's the shit. It's the manure. It is the fertile bit that'll take your little seed and bloom it into an extravagant rose. So this week I'd like to encourage you to make a list of practical ways that you can sit in that mess and you can enjoy being there even while you're covered in muck, while your life is a lot, when your perfectionist self is struggling because all your ducks are not in a row. How can you sit with that? I've been having to sit with that. It feels like forever, but I know it hasn't been forever. But I'm sitting with that, and I think maybe a shoot is coming out of the ground. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that we're at the next stage. But for me, that practical list has looked like written journaling, slow mornings, drinking tea without scrolling on my phone, painting my nails, watching art vlogs on YouTube while Griffin sits on my lap. Griffin's my 2 kilogram dog. Making gentle art. Making art that's easy. You know, my friend, I'm lucky enough to have artist friends, and one of them, Felicitas, sent me an envelope that she had painted on. It was the most beautiful envelope I've ever seen in my mailbox. And I immediately went from the mailbox to my art desk and cut that up, open it up, and turn it into a zine. And then I added those words from Ryan Holiday that I shared with you to the zine. There was no thinking involved. I didn't have to create the beauty. I just had to collect it. I was lucky that it landed in my postbox. But there are other ways that you can collect art and make easy art. I took Ryan's words, Fee's art, and I made it my own little art and my own little reminder. So what can you put on your list? How can you practically sit in the mess until the magic happens again?
Gotta get messy and show the world you're growing as an artist. And you're free to be yourself. You got a dream, you need to start it. Stick together. Get messy, says you're formally invited to a community where you can find people that spark the feel of excitement. Too many art supplies, not enough time. Know it's tough, and so you must find a way to feel some connection. We got a lot of people with the same kind. A great mind, we're here for you. A platform so we can hear your views. Time's yours, forget chores. I know you're bored of them same rules.